took the nails for me.
This is Glorious Day, a program that grew from
a vision to support our brother and sister Christians
and those who are still seeking Jesus.
By applying God's word to the everyday concerns and challenges that we all face today,
we are two local pastors who love Jesus
and his people,
and he wants us to strengthen his disciples
to get stronger, because God's promised revival is on the way.
Welcome to the next episode of Glorious Day. This is Pastor David. Pastor Barry is not able to make our recording session tonight due to a pastoral emergency, which is, know he's doing his best job out there, but he's missing an opportunity in the interview we have with Jonathan Dobbs. Jonathan, welcome again to this session of Glorious Day.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate you guys letting us come out and share what's going on with us.
Tell you, it's a great ministry you're doing. It's necessary. I'm going to ask you to give a little bit of a background. Some of our listeners may be hearing us for the first time. Talk about Walking with Warriors, the ministry that you're involved in, how that works. We're also, after he's done that, friends, he's going to share with us a really cool model of Bible study that he's been doing for about 9 months with those people, the folks in the first responders community that he's been reaching out to. And it's being offered tonight to you. I think it's unique enough. I haven't heard of anybody apart from you doing a Bible study with this model.
There's a number of people out there. You'd be surprised.
Okay, and I am delighted to hear that.
Yeah.
But there's probably other people like me that are saying, wow, this is awesome. I want to do this myself. And so right now I'm telling you, listeners, God may have put this on your heart. Now maybe you're involved in a Bible study. Maybe you're the leader and it's not going well, or you don't feel like you've gaining any traction on the study of the word and what God wants to do in revealing his word, what he wants to do in the hearts of the people who are attending. Well, if that's the case, you especially need to pay attention to what Jonathan's going to share with us. And because if you didn't tune in last week, he'll talk to us a little bit about how it's structured. And the first component, there's three components: prayer, share the gospel, and get into the word. We talked about prayer to some degree last week. But this week we're going to pick up on that theme of prayer, the first element, and unpack it a little bit, and then move on to sharing the gospel. Because I'm excited, Jonathan. This is not just about getting in the word, as awesome as that is. It's not just about the word getting into your heart, right, and changing your life, but it's also about taking people into a profound realm of discipleship.
Yeah, it's about learning how to be an ambassador.
It really is.
It's learning how to, Great Commission operations is what I call it,
Absolutely.
Trying to be a part of the Great Rescue Mission. And so some of this is praying for people you know and you don't know. Some of this is getting out, sharing the gospel in your world.
Yes.
And as people come to faith, you're getting them in the word and equipping them to go do the same. So it's not all on you. It's a team effort.
Absolutely. And that's what Jesus did when he set up the community of his apostles and how he had them train the disciples that came to him over the 3 years in ministry.
Right.
And so it's an old model, and yet, it's one that is being raised up again today. And I said in our last broadcast, because I am convinced that this model of Bible study is part of how God is bringing revival to this land today and ultimately to the world.
Mm.
So tell us a little bit about Walking with Warriors, and then get into telling us about how this Bible study is structured.
Sure. Walking with Warriors is a ministry that started out of Tampa and with my friends Michael and Bren Harris. They're friends of ours over there. He's a retired Special Forces colonel and gave us permission to start a chapter of Walking with Warriors over here. Our desire, we want Martin County to continue to be a great place to live for years to come. And so our first responders, they touch just about everything within the county. And so we come alongside first responders and military. We connect with them, and we want to encourage them in their calling so that they can serve with strength and honor. Mm-hmm. Because if they do that, if they accomplish their mission, we believe Martin County will continue to be great for years to come.
Amen.
And so our focus is a gospel focus, but we also are helpful to their mission, even if they're not interested in the gospel, if that makes sense.
Amen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because that's there's a lot of integrity in that attitude, because it doesn't become a, you know, you grow in faith, or I'm not going to mess with you, I'm not going to get in your life. You're there first to love them, bring the love of Christ to them through you, your ministry, Jonathan Dobbs, and to witness to them out of your integrity, your faith, the person you've become in Christ.
Yeah, a lot of it is, like I learned as being a chaplain, it's warrior care. It's trying to look out for, you know, things like their mental fitness, their spiritual fitness, their physical fitness, their social fitness. Are you living a life of balance?
Yes.
And it's easy to get out of balance, is it not?
It is.
And we're just trying to get people to be kind of self-reflective and to see the challenges in their life so they can make changes before it becomes a major problem.
And that's so highly needed. We, in the last program, we talked about how first responders really do need someone or a series of someones to be there when their balance starts to go. Because it not just affects them in their work performance, but they have families at home.
No, that's right. And I think that when they deal with deep trauma all the time, a lot of people don't realize, firefighters in particular, they aren't dealing with fires as much as they're dealing with medical issues.
Right.
And deep trauma, people dying a lot, and that can be very weighty on a soul, you know, whenever you see people dying a lot.
That's right.
And so just some of what I do is helping the community that loves what they do. They're very proud of their first responders and their sheriff and all of them, but helping them understand their mission.
Yes.
Because some of us don't understand what all they do and the pressures that are involved.
And that means that the reason you're here tonight is to help those who are listening to understand the folks you've been sent to minister to and have a deeper appreciation for what they do.
Yeah, I think what I told our commissioners even just recently, I got a chance to speak to our county commissioners, and they were dealing with a budget issue, and I just said, these guys are our life. Whenever there's some type of tragic thing happening in our lives, we need somebody to bring life to us, life-giving support. Mm-hmm. If there's an active shooter, they're going to bring life-giving protection. And, you know, we want them to be funded, encouraged, strengthened. We want their marriages good. We want their families going well. And they want so that they can be the leaders God's called them to be.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And so some of these first responders are part of the Bible study. And before we, I'd like to talk a little bit about the prayer element in that. But how is the Bible study, what are the parts of it? How is it put together? How do you administer it? And what do people get out of it?
Well, what I try to share with people as a missionary is people have to have an entry strategy into relationships, into homes, into counties, as it used to be, or, you know, where we used to be. And so when you're trying to get to know someone, you have to start with prayer because you got to find out if God's working in a person's life. I can't look at a person on the outside to know that. And so as I pray for people, or if they'll let me pray for them, it lets me know to some degree how soft they are towards the things of God. Then I get a chance to share or train a new person how to share their story, their gospel story, if they came to faith. So, hey, can I pray for you? They give me a chance to pray, and then can I share with you how God answered one of my prayers? God, and I'll get to share my story.
Right. Yes, right.
And when I share my story, I'll say, do you have a story like that at the end of it? Yes or no? Let me show you what I mean, and I'll share the gospel with them and give them a chance to respond to the gospel. And so it's giving people training, because if you don't, like with the military or the police, training helps you know what to do when you don't know what to do.
Right.
But it also helps you know what to do when you're scared.
Right.
And sharing the gospel with a complete stranger can strike up fear sometimes.
Yes, it can.
But it just helps people know what to do. It puts handlebars and training wheels on obedience. And that's really what we're trying to do, is trying to find simple ways to obey the Lord. And that starts with a heart of prayer.
Yes.
Then it's learning how to give a witness, and we have a couple of tools for that. But then as people grow, they need to grow in their leadership development. And so getting them repetition with simple stories and mm-hmm. asking them questions about those stories so that they get to the main idea in those passages. So you can be in a Bible study when you ain't even got a Bible open.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
That makes sense?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I have learned is, you know, reading and studying the Word and learning and committing to memory those things that mm-hmm. particularly stand out, those and plus all the texts that are so common, you know, that people quote all the time that have to do with the attributes of God, God's love for us, plan of salvation, all of those things, particularly if you're going to be a soul winner, you need to have those. So the people, now, what I was going to say or ask you, and what I'm hearing from you, Jonathan, is that you've taken a means whereby you have learned the disciplines of faith, but it's also a mechanical, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but
right.
it's a mechanical process of putting together something that you in the military, you were taught how to approach your discipline, how to exercise your discipline, that there was it was an order to things, there was a process for things.
Right.
And frankly, I found I was never able to be in the military, having what would call a congenital issue that caused the doctors in my pre-induction physical to put a big 4F on my form there, and probably it's just as well. I would have loved to serve, but didn't happen. But in my life, that I have been led by the Lord to many people who have an orderly way of approaching things and building a structure, a useful structure to how to do things.
Right.
And what I like about the Bible study you're talking about is it has a useful structure. Now, we also say it's not overly structured, and there's plenty of flexibility in the application of it.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's also, when we're teaching about prayer, we're also getting deeply in the Word, because we'll take some time to get into key scriptures from the Old and New Testament talking mm-hmm. about Father's heart.
Hmm.
And his heart, back in Genesis all the way through Revelation, is for all the nations to know who he is. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And how far does he want to see his fame go? Mm. To the ends of the earth.
Amen.
And not only that, but he has prepared a people for himself. And so we try to get in the Word and talk about a person of peace. Well, Cornelius was a person of peace. And wow. so was the Philippian jailer. And so yes. was Lydia. And as you learn these gospel stories, you start to understand, well, this is a person who embraces that person through hospitality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they embrace the message of the gospel. So they embrace the messenger, they embrace the message, and then they embrace the mission of Christ. And so that's a true person of peace, and mm-hmm. that's very different than somebody who's just nice to you and willing to listen to what you have to say.
Right.
And so it's learning to discern, what's a green light person who really wants to obey the Lord Jesus, or is this a person who likes you for some other reason?
Right.
I had to
right.
learn that in Asia when I was a missionary, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do hear that. And in some cultures, it's a cultural to not be upfront with people. We talk in Asian culture, the inscrutability, the person, you don't know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to tell you. I mean, you might discern it spiritually, but yeah, you have to really kind of be aware of that and be sensitive to it. So, go ahead, you can say.
Well, I was just going to say, as people learn to pray for their oikos, the Greek word for their family or their network of people.
Right.
And then the second part, gospel sharing, as they begin to learn how to adopt that as a lifestyle, then we start to get them into the different stories that mm-hmm. have commands in them. And then as they finish learning what Jesus has called his people to do and to be, we try to get into books of the Bible. Because really, at the end of the day, in America, we're trying to defeat a pluralistic worldview.
Yes.
And so, you know, I kind of give people laugh at me, I give adults the Jesus Storybook Bible. Why? Well, it's about 20 or 30 good stories, and they all tie into the rescue mission and to the rescuer.
Yes.
And they start to understand what biblical sin is. They start to understand who Creator God is, and he's a promise keeper. And after all, he wants a personal relationship with all people. And as people start to learn that, and they learn that they're dearly loved, and then they start getting equipped on how to share their faith and how to pray and how to get, you know, into ministry, gospel ministry. You might be meeting to read the book of John, but you're hearing the testimonies of several people who've heard the gospel this week and people come to faith. And so that becomes a very different type of Bible study. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And and I like the idea that you're starting with a very specific book of stories that are biblical from the Bible, no question about it. But I have, over the years as a pastor, I have worked with people that came to Christ, and then, you know, they got that desire to study the Word, and they'd get a regular Bible, and I would work with them, but still, they'd open it, and they'd be totally overwhelmed by the volume of material in the Bible. And so a book like this, for just to start out with these basic, critical, foundational stories.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, you're allowed to read the whole Bible, but but get into this first.
Well, I think it all starts just to, if someone didn't hear our first section, you know.
Right.
It's trying to help them understand their identity in Christ as an ambassador. We're supposed to represent Jesus everywhere with words and in deeds. And if people can get into a habit of being prayerful and get into a habit of sharing wherever they go and get into a habit of getting in the Word, but also getting in the Word with other people, it just becomes a very fruitful opportunity for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's why I witnessed to that in my spirit, that this, not that this is the only model of Bible study that's revival oriented, but in these days, with revival increasing in America, and that more people are coming to Christ, they haven't known Him before, they haven't touched a Bible, most likely, nor have they darkened the door of a church. And so suddenly they're alive in the Spirit, they're being awakened by all of these wonderful, God is doing all this wonderful stuff in them. And this particular Bible study format is grounding. It's spiritually grounding. It's grounding in the Word. It's grounding in discipline.
Well, it's just equipping people for the work of ministry. Yeah. And I think that one of the things that I know I can get lost in is I can get lost as a pastor or as a missionary trying to get out there and throw footballs and kick soccer balls. But as a person who equips the saints for the work of ministry, I'm Bill Belichick. I don't get out there. Bill Belichick does not throw footballs. He doesn't catch footballs. He's old and he's big. He's not going to be doing that. But he's a master coach. And so that's the thing, is learning how to teach other people how to do the things we might know how to do in a basic way, so that they can learn to discern truth from falsehood. They can learn how to share people their gospel testimony. They can lead people to faith. They can baptize people. They can share the Lord's Supper and explain it. They can explain the meaning of baptism. These are very important things, because we're in a point in our country where we need to equip as many people as possible, because these days are getting darker.
Yes.
And persecution may be a part of what we have to see in the church before Jesus calls us home. And I think we just need to make sure that we're equipping as many people as possible in Jesus' name to try to get caught doing His work.
Amen. And that I believe, with you doing that and so many others raised up, not just in America, but all over the world.
All over the world.
When Jesus asked the question, when the Son of Man returns, will He find faith on the earth? And my response is, yes.
Yes.
I believe that's in my heart. I believe that. And I believe that that's what, one of the things that drives you, Jonathan, to do what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think that The first responder military career field, it's got a lot of brokenness in it.
Yeah.
And I know the one who can heal brokenness. And I know the one who can bring light into darkness. And I know the one who has conquered Satan, sin, and death.
Yes.
And so there is hope for them.
Amen.
There's hope for me.
Amen. And that's what, that's really the heart and soul of that rescue message that we're talking about.
Search and rescue, yes.
Search and rescue, because that's what God wants, to rescue all of us.
The whole story of the Bible is a rescue operation.
Yes, it is.
Search and rescue. And God sent his only son into the world to save that which he loved.
Amen.
His own children. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful, and it's true. I was thinking, just my thought, last Saturday, a gentleman called the station while I was doing a live program, but there was nobody here in the studio, so I could answer the phone. And he really, he started out by asking, he'd heard something on the program, the guy that was talking about the end times, and that kind of got him going, and he called and he was asking about the end times, and do you believe that? And I said, yeah, the Bible speaks very clearly about it. And one thing led to another, and he ended up, really, he was not a believer. He was very much against whatever we believe as Christians. And I've spoken to those people before, you know, the unbelievers, and they're very forceful in their unbelief. And I was just loving this guy on the other end of the phone.
Right, right.
And I was trying to answer his questions. Then he started to talk over me, which I knew at that point that he really wasn't interested in what I had to say because he wasn't listening. So I kind of stopped him, and I said, you know, I think you're afraid of hearing what I have to say, and I understand that. I'm not judging you or anything, but I said, I'm going to pray for you. And he said, oh, no, you're not going to do that. You know, in 10 minutes, you're going to forget me. And I said, no. And I had his name because we have caller ID. I don't think you thought of that. I said, no, Doug, I'm not going to forget you. I'm going to pray for you every day. And I'm going to invite my believing friends to pray for you, too.
Wow.
And that was last Saturday. So it's been a little less than a week, but... So I take this to say, listen, listeners, pray for Doug that he meets the Lord and gets saved, because he really, really is broken. He's hurting, and he was listening to us even though he doesn't believe. See, that told me, the Lord right away said, you know, the guy, yeah, he's lost, but he wants to be found. He's just too afraid. So anyway, I'll throw that in there, but here's a guy, when he comes to Christ, this type of Bible study would be perfect for him, Jonathan.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, maybe I get a chance soon to tell you a story about a guy that I have recently who's going through that process, and some of the funny and awesome things that God is doing in that, you know.
Well, if you need about 4.5 minutes, we can do it now.
I can? Okay. So I met a gentleman, and he's on the beach down in Hobe Sound. That's where I met this guy. He's watching my son surf. My son has a lot of energy. He's 9. So you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I went over, he kind of put his hand out, and I went over to see him, and he was telling me about how great it was to watch him go back and forth, which is a nice thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to just ask him about his story, and I got a chance to share with him what we're doing in the community. Mm. And I invited him to our gathering. You know, where we're going to be reading the Bible. And it was a Sunday. We're going to worship, you know, at our house. And he said, I don't believe in Jesus, you know, put his hand out. But you know, this and this and this. And I could tell his wife was very uncomfortable when he was talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And I just said, would you come anyway? He said, well, I can't take a leap of faith like that because of what I believe as an atheist. And I said, okay, would you take a step of faith? He thought for a minute. He said, well, I could take a step of faith. And I said, you can come over if it's weird or something. You can leave. You don't have to stay, you know, but I just want you to know you're welcome. And my kids will be there. And we're just a family reading the Bible and talking about it. And he said, well, I'm going to come. And I'm going to come because I don't have peace.
Wow.
And he came, and through a series of getting in the Word and doing some of these Bible studies like you're discussing with me, but also praying for him, like really praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the Lord about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Wow. Praise God.
Right against his Chevy Silverado, you know. And but now, even though he hadn't been baptized yet, he's already sharing with his daughters, his sons, his trucker friends who are, you know, in his life. And so he has a real hunger for the Word. But that's something God produced.
Amen.
But we're equipping him to do that.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yep.
And again, it perfectly dovetails with the whole pattern of revival that brings people to Christ who have had no experience
yep.
in anything to do with the church, and but immediately they really do need to be discipled, and not only that, but they're willing to be discipled.
Yeah, that's right. It takes somebody who's fat, somebody who's faithful, available, and teachable.
Okay. I was going to say, well, I qualify for that. But
I'm talking about faithfulness, availability, right. and teachability.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's the wonderful thing about what you're doing. Before we, our time, and we got a couple of minutes left. Yeah. So let's give your phone number again and tell people what you're doing this full-time ministry.
Yep.
And it's not a 40-hour-a-week job. Yep. But you've raised your own, or you're seeking to raise your own funding for this. That's going to come from donations from people who yep. have been led by the Lord
yep.
out of their offering, whatever your offerings, to be able to send something to Jonathan if God leads you to do it. And how will they do that?
So if someone will just text me, 317-903-1322, 317-903-1322. We're doing work as missionaries, even with a lot of people who aren't first responders. So mm-hmm. we're really just trying to get after families. My people group is Warriors.
Right.
But we're trying to raise about $2,000 a month right now,
okay.
end of year giving. And it does come through families, businesses, and churches who are like-minded. And we're trying to get into the ocean rescue, you know, next, and trying mm-hmm. to serve them in different ways through care packages
yeah.
and food. And I'm going to be working with Martin County Sheriff's Office soon and trying to start with them in January alongside other, you know, Great Commission partners. And so mm-hmm. it takes all of God's people to reach people.
Yes, it does. And it takes God's people to support godly ministries. And I'm praying that you'll pray. And Jonathan, again, I'm going to mention your number again, 317-903-1322. Now, let's say a listener is saying, I really want to put together a Bible study like Jonathan's doing. Can they call you?
Absolutely.
You'll fill them in on the details?
Yep. If they're fat, if they're faithful, available, and teachable,
amen.
I will help them any way I can. My prayer, actually, is that they be more better at it than I am.
That's always a good prayer of a good leader.
I want them to be really fruitful and use their talents, gifts, and abilities
amen.
For the King.
Well, we'll be back next week with Jonathan to talk about the Bible study he's doing, break it down a little more. There's one element we really haven't talked too much about, but let's get in the Word. So bring your notebook, bring your Bible, and even bring your checkbook, and we'll give you an address to send it to, right? God bless. Talk to you next week.
Join us again next Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Diving deep with us into God's holy word.
That we might all be encouraged, strengthened, edified,
and receive renewed hope that the Lord is on the move.
And his perfect plan is unfolding in our time.